I'm Gemma Gaudette. More Idaho Matters right now. Every Monday, we're bringing you our series, Expressive Idaho, where we visit the spaces of artists who are keeping folk traditions alive here in our state. Today, modern dance artist Megan Brandel created a space for all types of bodies with abilities when she started Open Arms Dance in 2009. With support from the Boise City Department of Arts and History, the company performed for the Special Olympics in Idaho. Brandel collaborates with dancers of all ages and varying mobility to create inclusive modern dance that is inspired by everything from nature and traditional folk music to teaching emotional regulation and community values. They've gone on to perform at the Morrison Center, the Treefort Music Festival, and the State Capitol. Those are just among other prestigious venues that they have performed at. In 2022, Brandel received the Governor's Award in the Arts for Accessibility in the Arts. And this year, Open Arms is performing with support from the Idaho Commission on the Arts for the anti-bullying education they include in their program. Arlie Summer brings us the story as part of the Expressive Idaho series.
They were performing there, and I was like, this is so beautiful and awesome. And I told my mom, and she said, oh, I know Megan, and said I wanted to go dance, and I started dancing with them.
My name's Megan Brandel, and I am from Boise. Open Arms Dance Project is an inclusive and multi-generational dance company that I founded in 2008 to perform for the World Special Olympics that were in Idaho. We performed and it was just this beautiful experience and I wanted to keep it going. Our mission is to create greater joy and compassion with dance that opens hearts, minds, and arms.
My name's Alice Brown. I've been dancing with Open Arms for almost 5 years now. I started when I was about 10.
I'm Hava. I have been dancing since I've been 13.
I'm Heather Marie, and I've been dancing with Open Arms for 7 years now. It wasn't until I came to Open Arms that I found out I was able to dance with my disability. I just never thought it was a possibility. I also have cerebral palsy like Hava, and that's why my balance is the way it is.
We're never going for perfection. Megan
uses what's called transposing, which means like if you're doing it with like a movement with your legs and I can't do it, so I might use a different body part that I can move easier. So for me, a lot of times when I'm doing something with lower body, I'll use my arms to move or my head.
I transpose by wheeling. It's very hard for me because I can't see.
I use the word transposition, which is used in music and in math. It basically is switching places, moving things to different locations, and that's what it is in dance. So we could hop with our shoulders. Everybody's doing a similar movement that has the same energy or quality, but it's just moved to the upper body.
Join four shoulders. Remember, there's lots of ways you can do this. One, two, four shoulders.
I always take dancers as young as 7, and then our oldest dancer who just joined this season is 81. That multi-generational quality is incredible. We moved from Boise to Nampa when I was 5 years old. We had one neighbor across the street and she was 80 years old, and then farm fields. This 80-year-old woman then became my best friend for 8 years until she passed away. She was a former school teacher, and she actually had a connection to disability. She was blind, and then she had a transplant and she could see when I met her. She would invite me over and we would have tea parties and we'd talk in these British accents and play. She'd usually give me a big peony to take home. For Open Arms, that's that lovely multi-generational part and those connections. I see the older people in the group being so playful and childlike, and then, you know, the younger dancers in the group taking on so much responsibility.
That's what coming to Open Arms has really helped me with. It really was a way for me to be seen, and it wasn't until I came here that I really found a community of dancers and friends, because I never had friends growing up. I was severely bullied in school.
Everybody ready? ready? It's time for the chorus. We're going to really tune our ears in and do our upstander phrase.
Yay.
Here we go.
I'm kind of in love with circles. Everybody can be seen and acknowledged, and it's so connecting. There are a lot of modern dancers who reference traditional dance. To make a circle dance, the ideas behind this are like seeds of civility, and then the significance of how a circle dance is to build community. It takes cooperation to make it happen.
Both hands. Cross lateral is joining your upper right to your lower left and your upper left to your lower right.
The hand holds and the connections and getting the wheelchair to flow around, and they were all putting their ideas in and they came up with these beautiful little circle dances. One of our values is to walk into the studio and to push yourself, you know, and bring your best self. And of course, working within your range and your ability, but to really go to that edge of comfort and try to do something that scares you a little bit or is exciting. And I think that feels good to people, to be in community, to be really creative, and then that ownership in what we're doing.
This group is really close and everyone's so kind. It's like a big family.
I feel like blessed to be in this group because it's given me so much positive out of something that was so negative.
So I see members transform with that and start, you know, thinking in different ways and interacting with people in different ways. I think all that translates and audiences can see and feel a difference with what we're doing. Like, whoa, I never knew dance could look that way. Yeah, I ask a lot of people, and there is a lot of vulnerability, but there's all this connection, and I feel like a container that feels safe, hopefully, for everybody to do that.
We are the upstanders. With open arms, we are the upstanders.
Thanks so much for listening to Idaho Matters. Boise State Public Radio and Idaho Matters are members of the NPR Network. It's an independent coalition of public media podcasters. You can find more shows in the network wherever you get your podcasts. I'm Gemma Gaudette. We'll see you tomorrow.
This is my voice. It can tell you a lot about me, and I'm not changing it for anyone. In NPR's Black Stories, Black Truths, you'll find a collection of NPR episodes centered on the Black experience. Search NPR Black Stories, Black Truths wherever you get podcasts.